Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly.
Dr. Kim DeRamo, and welcome to MindBody TV. I'm really excited to share this week's episode because it is so foundational to so much, not only of what I'm doing in mind-body medicine, helping people resolve the core root of disease, but to everything that happens in our lives, problems, drama, issues we're dealing with that don't seem to resolve no matter what we do. It's the same thing that's going on. So this is going to give us a framework, a perspective to work with that helps us understand why sometimes there's one little tiny nugget at the root of this whole massive complex of what we're calling the problem or the disease. And when we resolve that core root, that nugget at the bottom, holding it all together, the whole thing resolves. So welcome. If you are new, I'm so glad to have you here. I am a physician who's been sharing about mind-body medicine, how the mind and body are connected, how the body heals itself, and how we are actually creators, co-creating everything happening in the body, happening in our lives, and we can empower ourselves to make major changes in what we're creating in our body and our circumstances and our money and our relationships and really awaken to our true potential. So welcome. I would love to hear where you're tuning in from in the world. And how did you find us? How did you find this work? And also, what are you experiencing right now that if you had a magic wand, you would love a major change? And so what has that problem been like, whether it's a disease or just like a repetitive, I'm struggling with money or your work? And what would it look like if you were to have the power to generate massive change? I want to hear from you. Put it in the comments because I will hold space for that for you. Our whole community will hold space for that. And so I drew a diagram of this today of like, what's the problem and then what's underneath it at the core. And so this is the diagram we're going to be working with. This is how we do the work in the Embracing Health program when I'm working with individuals in the group at like getting to that one core. You got this big thing on the top, and maybe it's this monstrosity of you have cancer or it's metastasized or it's impossible. This is incurable. And it's like the big bad thing we're calling disease. Or it's, oh my gosh, I have this person in my life and they're a narcissist and you don't understand and there's no way out. Or my money, it's just, I never have enough and I'm paycheck to paycheck. Like we literally see it at the surface. We won't necessarily perceive what's under here. Like what's this little core, but it will get our attention eventually at this level. And so whatever that may be, usually it's like going to get a lot of your attention, going to get a lot of your energy. I have to keep working so hard. Sometimes it consumes your whole life. Like your life will revolve around appeasing that situation, always working hard for money, doing this job that I hate, or doing whatever I can to figure out how to cure my disease. And so what is that for you? Like this is the big thing, the monster at the top. But what's really happening is there are other things holding it together. And this is where I want to explain in mind-body medicine, what we've come to see in the last 40 years, you know, a lot of things we find in research do not get instilled into mainstream medicine. It can take decades for some new understanding of how the body works, how our genetics work, what really influences health, to make its way into the medical textbooks. Bruce Lipton is a great example of this. He's a PhD doctor who was learning that our genes and the factors that ignite those genes to turn on and then like create major diseases are actually influenced by our emotions, by our thoughts, by traumas that we're still holding will actually turn those genes on. And that the entire field of genetics, as he was teaching it in the medical school, was a big farce. These are not solid, static, predetermined things that we have to then escape from or like do a surgery to make sure this doesn't happen. They were actually constantly in change, in flux, and that they were influenced by our own beliefs. So if you want to learn more about his research, Biology of Belief is a great place to start with. That is completely fascinating. But the point is, they told him, like, you can't teach that. You're learning this in the laboratory, but you can't teach that in the classroom, like maybe 20 years from now. And he realized, I can't do this. I can't continue to teach this falsehood. And he left the field of medicine and went out and developed his own work, and the rest is history. The point is, how you think, your beliefs, the traumas, like you could have these little nuggets in here of like some major trauma or belief system BS or a memory or an assumption or all these things, judgments, right? So assumptions, traumas, belief systems, memories, judgment. Let me add that one in there. And major, like, foundational things about who we think we are, what we think is true, actually impacts our physiology. So, just for example, the belief, my power is outside myself, my well-being and worth is dependent on my achievements, will actually create inflammation in the system. You'll be in the fight or flight, sympathetic nervous system, plowing away at your life, trying to get that degree or do that thing or prove yourself in order to finally feel worthy. And it's never going to work because all that inflammation that gets generated that then turns on the genes for disease, ignites the hormones and inflammatory cascade. All of this happens underneath the surface. And then boom, disease. Whoa, this thing happened to me. And then we tend to think this is a thing, right? Like it looks like a thing up here at the top. We call it a thing. We give it a label. We give it a name. I have blah, 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 white, like Crohn's disease or cancer or MS, multiple sclerosis, or thyroid disease, Hashimoto's. And we think this thing kind of just like came into the system and happened to me. So then we fight against it, and I'm gonna conquer this. I'm gonna fight this disease, which actually just generates more inflammation and strengthens the very foundation holding this thing in place. What do we do to actually resolve this? Well, what we've seen fascinatingly is that your emotions, energy in motion, can lead you to begin to identify, oh, whoa, there's this belief like I'm not safe, constantly playing in the background. If you begin to tune in and feel the physical body, right? Whether it's pain or fatigue, anxiety, whatever the problem, money, a relationship is bringing up. If you tune into the physical, you will begin to tune in to the emotion. And that motion is going to lead you deeper to where you're holding resistance in the body that's generating the very inflammation causing the disease. How does this apply to your money? Oh, when you hold these beliefs, these judgments, these perceptions, it actually changes your way of seeing the world. So you literally do not see the choices that would lead to more money, to flow with money, to ease in your relationships, to harmony. You're in an automatic loop that keeps regenerating the very things holding that lack of money or that drama trauma in your relationships in place. You've got to look deeper, and that comes from sensing, feeling, connecting within, getting present to your emotions. Most of the work we do in the Embracing Health program is here because you know what? If we just dissolve like one of these core nuggets, the whole thing destabilizes. It is no longer held together, generating the inflammation, the genetic codes being turned on, the chemistry underlying that disease, and the disease literally dissolves. Same thing with your relationship, your work, not seeing opportunities. It changes your brain. Once you release these judgments, these perspectives, these traumas, which are resistance you're holding in the body. Doesn't mean this thing happened 20 years ago. It's happening right here, right now, because it's held in your body. Now you begin to see, wait a minute, why don't I just do this? You see the open door that was previously slammed shut because your perception actually shifts everything held in your system. And so when we get to, which is what we do in the live calls, right? This little, I'm going to color it in. Wow. This nugget. These are simple things, you guys. These are not like the mountain they appear to be. It's this one nugget of, oh my gosh, where I shut down on myself, where I learn to betray myself in order to get the thing. And I've worked with people with stage four metastatic cancer that were told, you've got months to live. This is incurable. But had a vision of like, whoa, I'm not, that's not true for me. I know there's more. Who were willing to do this work, who were willing to get curious and become aware of like, whoa, what lies beneath the surface that's actually holding together the tension, so pain, the inflammation, so that's a inflammatory disorder, cancer, autoimmune disease, MS, most of all the chronic health conditions most people are suffering with are inflammatory conditions, right? Hashimoto's, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, all kinds of metabolic disorder, even things that you're like, are you making that name up of the mystery illnesses people are manifesting? That's how I felt when I got my diagnosis. I was like, did they just make that up? And so we're kind of like inventing new syndromes all the time to what do we call this monster? But if we would look, it's the same core stuff over and over and over. And when I've done this work over years and years and years of feeling into people's systems, getting down to these core pieces and resolving all of these little nuggets, we have over and over created this. And in the Embracing Health program, you just listen, you do the work on yourself, and you help your body release these nuggets, this way of seeing the world, this way I learned to shut down myself. To put my value and worth outside of myself, it's conditional. It's not intrinsic and innate and inevitable. So, of course, I don't have a feeling of well-being. Of course, my nervous system is fired up into fight or flight all the time, and I'm living in this overdrive. And so, therefore, your adrenals are fatigued. They're overrunning all the time. Well, guess what? Your thyroid can't work when your adrenals are overrun. Your blood pressure increases, inflammation happens, genes get turned on to tell your body to create that disease. So, all of this science, like I said, this is founded in medical science. Is it in the mainstream, like understanding? No, most doctors have not been trained in the last like 30 years of current clinical science. And this is very important because the science we have now is so accelerated. Our ability to look into the body to understand what really triggers those disease processes, what really ignites health, how the body heals itself, how the mind and body are connected is at such a higher level than, let's say, like 20, 30, 40 years, 100 years ago, right? Like what we would find out was kind of a slow going thing. Now it's so fast how quickly our understanding of things is changing. But then we've got these old systems where that can't penetrate into the current medical education so quickly. You've got to explore just like I did on your own. So as a physician, I went way beyond my conventional medical training. When I was sick personally, it was like, whoa, I'm not going to just take that answer. I'm going to explore what's actually true here. And I read and I met people and I got so open to be curious to explore it on my own. Just like a parent who has a child who's sick. You ever see the movie Lorenzo's Oil, which is based on a true story? The parents were told, your kid has this deadly progressive illness. There is no cure. The only thing you can do is sort of palliative care. They joined this support group with all the other parents who had bought into that same idea. But they kind of started questioning, wait a minute, what if that's not true? What else is possible? What if we advocate for our kid? No one's going to advocate for that kid as strongly and intently as the parent. No one's going to advocate for yourself, your body, your health as strongly as you could. Guess what? You have everything in you to find those answers. So the parents ended up getting like honorary medical degree because of the research they did to actually find the cure for that very disease. And it helped their own child, but he was so advanced at that stage, most of what it did was help other children not have to progress that way. And the point I'm making is that's just the way the system's been set up, but it doesn't mean you have to be a part of that. You can get curious. You can explore on your own. You can get open and connect with the wisdom that created you. It's still here creating you. And look to that because it will lead you exactly right here. All the work we do in embracing health is to lead you exactly to right here, this exactly spot within you. What is at the core of this problem, this disease that is actually holding this monster, looks like a monster, together? And when we do this and dissolve this, the whole thing begins to crumble. It is easy for your body to heal itself. What isn't easy is for it to do it while you're holding all these nuggets together of anxiety and fear and tension and judgment and inflammation and trauma protection. That's going to create your physiology. Your body is constantly listening to every thought you have, and most of these are unconscious. I don't have judgment. I'm a good person. I don't judge people. Let's get curious about that. Let's explore what might be there unseen that's creating this chaos, this limitation, this lack, this inflammation. And let's resolve it. Even if you just resolve some of these nuggets down here, right? Let alone get to the deepest, deepest space, you're going to have massive, massive change because it's exponential, it's amplified. You shift your vibrational frequency just 2%. I'm 2% more compassionate with myself, even though I'm scared, even though I don't see a way out. And you're going to have a massive shift in your physiology and your physical. And it might not instantaneously, like it has for some people, shift your labs, shift, I have no more cancer, shift all the circumstances. It may be a few days, it may be a few weeks, maybe it's even a few months. But this thing took decades and decades, maybe lifetimes to get instilled. So trust that your body does have the wisdom to unwind what looks like this monstrosity, what's maybe been labeled as a thing, a diagnosis, and you got a whole understanding of, well, this is why it's happening. Is there a different way to see this? I wonder what else might be possible. That is the question I began to ask when I was diagnosed with a severe, lifelong autoimmune disease. I was told I have to change my whole lifestyle. I'd never run again. I had to start to look at, is this actually true? That whole perspective, all the injections up and down of my body reacting to all these allergens. And I had to just look at what else is possible, right? My doctor had this perspective of here's why this is happening. And I just had to look, is this true for me? That my body can't resolve this. My body didn't used to be inflamed. What would it take to no longer be inflamed? Something is actually at the root. What might that be? And I started to see right away for those of you who've heard my story, oh, I'm living in this constant race to avoid failure. I'd never seen it before. I'd never seen how scared I was of failing, of being a loser, of being a nothing. I don't even know at the time, I didn't know where that came from. What is going on here? But as I began to sit with it, you soften your shoulders, breathe more fully, it will show you. It's right here, right now. It's not 40 years ago in my past when I was four. It's right here, right now. And the body can show you this. You can use the breath, you can use heart math, you can use EFT tapping. We use all of these in the Embracing Health program to then help your body literally purge that, release that. You do not need to carry that any further. And so you're welcome to join me. I actually have the waiting list open right now for the Embracing Health program. We're starting very soon. There is also a special group I've put together if you want to work with me more intimately. If you're on the waiting list for Embracing Health, which we'll share the link here, drkimd.com/health. I'm going to make a special offer before we open the doors to the world where we'll do a more intimate root call to get this kick started where we're going to get to this little nugget for you. And you'll be able to ask me questions, and I'll bring you through this process within yourself to feel, to notice, to observe what's going on at these deeper levels that you can't currently see. To most people, this doesn't make any sense. We got the problem. It's a thing. I'm going to fight this. They haven't yet begun to wake up to there's power in me. I wonder what might be possible. And if you're ready to do that, let's do this. So whether you join me or not, if this calls to you, let's do this. It can be so easy. Your body's already breathing. It's already healing itself. It already knows how to do all of this. You don't need to. I couldn't heal myself no matter how hard I tried, because you don't need to do it that way. Or are you just going to use on your own? Use some EFT tapping. Go deeper into your body. Use the instant elevation. Get present. Breathe. Infinite possibilities are available in every moment. And if you are called and inspired to be part of this year's Embracing Health program, I would love to have you there. If you're on the waiting list, you will receive the special invitation to be in that smaller group call before we open the doors. So go to drkimd.com/health. My intention is to bring this to the mainstream, to have this be the mainstream approach, that we understand the mind and body are connected, that disease is the tip of the iceberg, and that what's underneath is so much more powerful to allow a true resolution, no matter how big the monster may seem. So I'm so excited to be sharing this as a physician, to be bringing this out into the world, to be the foundation of a conscious medical system. So thank you for being here. Share what this brought up for you. Sometimes when we realize, like, wait a minute, this, I'm a part of what's getting created. I'm a part of these limitations. You're saying it's my fault, which is another big part of what we do in the Embracing Health course, is like, let's get the wrongness out of it and definitely get the fault out of it. Because how can you blame yourself for an unconscious pattern that got created like before you were even born, before you were even aware of what was going on? Don't do that. It is definitely not your fault, but it is your choice. Do I become conscious, regain my power, and blow that out of the water, radically change my life, and be the empowered being I'm here to be? Question mark? That's for you to explore. I am Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm so excited to have you here. You can find me at drkimd.com. You can get on the wait list for Embracing Health, which starts in June, at drkimd.com/health. And we are here live every week from Mind Body TV to explore a new topic to assist your empowerment, your awakening, for not only healing disease, but to being a more conscious creator, so that we together create a more conscious world. I love you guys. I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you for being here. And share this with anyone you love who is also looking to have more conscious creation, to be a being of love, and to create prosperity for themselves and for the world. I look forward to seeing you next week, Wednesday at 11 a.m. Mountain Time, live on my YouTube channel, Dr. Kim DeRamo, or in the Mind Body community in Facebook. Just go to the Mind Body community. Our coaches are standing by to assist you and answer your questions. Lots of love, and I will see you next week.
You've been listening to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.